This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakraborty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We're going to begin today with a close look at two New England political races that are drawing lots of national attention. In a moment, we'll talk about the vast amounts of outside money flooding into the New Hampshire Senate race.
But first, the curious case of the 6th District congressional race right here in Massachusetts, where Republican Richard Tessay is challenging incumbent Democrat John Tierney. The two faced off in the 2012 election, but even before this year's general vote, Tierney has to contend with the challenger in the Democratic primary, Seth Moulton, a Harvard-educated Iraq veteran. WBUR's Asma Khalid has been following the campaign, and she joins us now. Good to see you again, Asma.
Nice to see you, Meghna.
So first of all, why is the 6th District race drawing so much national attention?
I think there's really a couple, two sort of key factors. One is that the Massachusetts GOP has lost the last 92 U.S. House races. I mean, you say that number and it's really astronomical. It is the largest GOP drought in the country. So I think part of that is just this idea that maybe Richard Tessay could end that drought. And then I think the second reason is Tessay himself. He's an openly gay, pro-choice candidate. So, I mean, people sort of across the national stage are interested in that.
An openly gay pro-choice candidate on the Republican side.
Exactly, yeah. Yes, exactly.
So all this attention coming even before the primaries have happened, which seems a little unusual in and of itself, but John Tierney faces some opposition in that primary from Seth Moulton, as we said. An interesting narrative there because, what, he's a young veteran taking on a career politician? Why is he challenging Tierney?
You know, that is a really interesting question. I had been, I've been following around Seth Moulton quite a bit, and wherever I went, I got the sense that, you know, a lot of people were interested in him, interested in his narrative, his personal story, but he has very little name recognition. One poll showed about only 15% of likely voters actually knew who he was. In terms of why he's running, though, he says that he believes he has a reason and a mission. He doesn't feel like John Tierney has actually done very much for the district, and he is an Iraq war veteran. As you mentioned, he made four trips overseas, four tours, and during that time, he says he saw things that really made him want to be a congressman.
I'm not someone who grew up wanting to be a congressman, but I saw in the war what happens when you have bad leadership in Washington, and the only way that that's going to change is if we get better people to run.
And you know, that's a compelling message to voters that I saw when I was tagging along with his campaign. One thing I should note is that, you know, statistically, he doesn't seem to be doing well at all against Tierney in the polls. I want to say one poll showed him down by about 47%. Huh. But when you look at the money, it's amazing. He has out-fundraised the current congressman the past three quarters in a row.
Interesting. So take us back to the national level here. How does the National Democratic Party feel about a primary challenger to Tierney like Moulton?
Well, I should mention that actually Seth Moulton's not the only challenger that the congressman is facing. Also, Marisa DeFranco, who's run in other elections before, is also running in this Massachusetts 6th race. And the sense I got is that this is not something that the Democratic establishment is at all in favor of. There's a sense that it's going to waste money, it's going to waste resources, and that by the time the congressman, if he gets through to the general election, he'll have wasted a lot of time and resources.
Mm. Now, let's turn our attention to the Republican side for a moment, because as we mentioned before, Richard Tessay did run against John Tierney and lost narrowly in 2012. It was a very hard-fought race in a very independent district. 58% of voters there are unenrolled. So what are voters saying about Richard Tessay this time around?
You know, I think it's a mixed bag. I did meet people who are staunchly against him, who are progressive, very liberal Democrats, who are absolutely opposed to the idea of voting for a Republican. But I want us to take a listen to one man. His name is Jack Russell. I met him a couple months back, actually, out in Reading.
I'm normally Democratic. I want somebody who is going to represent me well. And if he swings too far to the right, I'm going to have to leave him. But right now, I don't think he is. And that's good.
And Meghna, I wanted us to listen to that because that is not an uncommon sentiment that I heard amongst voters. This idea that I'm normally a Democrat, traditionally I might vote Democrat, but I'm willing to give Richard Tessay a chance.
Interesting, because, I mean, it was such a close race last time. Tessay wasn't able to bring over those last few Democratic votes that he needed to win in 2012. Did you get a sense that some voters now, though, are growing disenchanted with John Tierney?
You know, I don't know if people are more disenchanted or not than before, but one thing that I've been hearing from the Tessay camp is that he lost last year, two years ago, because not just because of his campaign, but also because it was a presidential election year. And so you had President Obama at the top of the ticket. You also had Elizabeth Warren at the top of the ticket. And that influences how people feel about the Democrats who are, you know, at the bottom of that ballot. Also, I mean, Tessay is running a different campaign this time. He seems to be sort of strategically looking at where he lost last time and actually putting a lot more sort of resources into those areas.
Oh, so, okay, so much more data-driven and targeted than he was in 2012.
That's what it sounds like.
Okay, well, one thing that did hobble to say last time was this constant messaging from the Democratic Party in 2012, and you kept hearing them say, look, if a vote for Richard Tesei is a vote for John Boehner, essentially, is that argument working at all this time? Are they issuing that argument, and is it working with voters?
You know, I've been hearing that argument a lot. I'll see it in a lot of the sort of campaign emails that are sent out. In terms of how well it's working, I don't know. I guess it's a mixed bag. I've certainly heard from voters who will spout those exact messages off to me, you know, that I refuse to vote for him because a vote for Richard Tesei is a vote for John Boehner. But I think that it's a little bit more nuanced when you do speak to sort of independent-minded voters like Jack Russell, who we heard from earlier. Richard Tesei himself, though, will strongly, you know, oppose that idea. Let's take a listen to what he has to say.
I'm going to Congress. I'm not bringing the Republican platform with me. You know, I'm going to go and be an independent-minded person, and I'm going to bring the values that I have, which I think are shared by most people in this district, that the government should stay out of people's personal lives and that they should treat every individual fairly and equally under the law.
And Richard Tesei will say that if he goes there, you know, he so strongly feels about these social issues that he's willing to co-sponsor legislation around gay marriage. Whether or not those types of social issues, though, will be compelling enough remains to be seen.
Mm. And as we mentioned a little earlier, we still have a set of primaries before that in September.
Exactly.
WBUR's Asma Khalid, thanks so much.
Thank you.